Now, in other news this week, a very big breakthrough in understanding how our brains control our immune systems. For many years, we've known that the way you feel and also that certain brain conditions can directly influence how the immune system responds in the body. But actually how one was connected to the other has been very difficult to suss out. But now there's a piece of research published this week in the journal Science by Feinstein Institute researcher Kevin Tracy and his colleagues, and they've actually unpicked what's going on. They've been looking at the spleen, which is one of our very important immune organs. It's in the abdomen on the left-hand side at the top. And branches of the nervous system go into the spleen and they signal to, this group have found, white blood cells called T lymphocytes, CD4 cells. So the nerves secrete the chemical noradrenaline onto these white blood cells. The white blood cells respond to the noradrenaline by producing another chemical called acetylcholine by turning on a gene called CHAT, choline acetyltransferase, which makes acetylcholine. And that acetylcholine then goes on to other immune cells and modulates or controls their activity to suppress the production of inflammatory chemicals. And so in this way, the brain, the nervous system, can turn off inflammation and it can protect patients or reduce the risk of getting things like septic shock and that kind of thing. The researchers did the study in a very elegant way to prove that this was what was going on, because they used mice which had no ability to make these CD4 white blood cells and the effect went away. And they then transplanted into these mice the CD4 white blood cells from other healthy mice, and the effect came back again. And they were able to show that it's only when these cells are active, in other words, they're responding to some kind of inflammatory signal, that they then hear the signal from the nervous system. And as Kevin Tracy points out in his paper, it's not just the spleen that does this, because we have lots of instances around the body where there are white blood cells that can talk to each other and the nervous system in this way, including lymph nodes, your glands, where you react to incoming antigens or challenges or infections, and also the Peyer's patches, the aggregations of lymphoid tissue in the guts. So understanding how this is working is going to give us a whole new way, potentially, to combat inflammatory conditions, including possibly autoimmune conditions elsewhere in the body and in other conditions as well. Kat?
That's fascinating stuff. The immune system is really absolutely incredible. Thank you.